This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 16, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Rulemaking will commence later this month on assisted living memory care requirements. State legislation which passed this year creates standards for memory care services that will go into effect July 2026. DSHS will commence rulemaking starting on July 24. WACA is convening a group of subject matter experts from member companies and will work through an intensive rulemaking process utilizing their feedback to advise our position on key provisions of the new standard. Aegis, Brookdale, Caring Places Management, and Prestige representatives have been identified to help advise our work. You can find a link to a video that provides a helpful overview of the new certification requirements on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. We will keep you updated on the status of this work. WACA has heard from our provider members who have concerns about the impact of the federal tax and spending bill on Medicaid and what that means for their facilities and their ability to provide care. While the bill includes significant impacts to Medicaid benefit programs in our state, Medicaid funding for skilled nursing facilities and assisted living will continue to be funded at the same federally matched percentage they are today. The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates Washington will lose between $31 billion and $51 billion in federal Medicaid dollars over the next 10 years, which will increase state operating budget pressures. WACA has created a new page on the resources section of our website where you can learn more about Medicaid updates and long-term care, find a link to the Kaiser Family Foundation analysis, and get some sample language to help you talk to residents and families about the impacts of this new law on their care. DSHS and stakeholders are working to adopt rules on Medicaid resident transfer and discharge. This rulemaking is needed to comply with federal regulations, and WAC will be amended to require the facility to follow new rules when issue a written notice of transfer or discharge for residents on Medicaid. These changes will include providing a copy of the notice to the residents assigned DSHS case manager, as well as a copy to the Washington State Long-Term Care Ombuds Program, within 3 calendar days of issuing the notice. DSHS is a few months away from implementing these rules and currently considering a rule effective date of November 1, 2026. WACA is meeting with DSHS and will host provider training sessions about the requirements during late summer or early fall. WACA staff serve on a statewide stakeholder work group whose goal is to identify barriers in the home care aide credentialing process. In a meeting in June, Vicki McNeely of WACA volunteered to act as a home care aide applicant and completed the online application for the group. The hour-long practice exposed many areas of concern, prompting the Department of Health staff to take note of future application revisions. Allison Lally of Brookdale Senior Living also serves on the work group and was able to inform the meeting attendees of the various areas of concern that Brookdale employees face when completing their HCA applications. There is little doubt that other HCA applicants experience similar issues. WACA will use this experience to develop a tutorial for assisted living administrators to share with HCA applicants, which we hope will minimize frustration and simplify the activity. Please contact Vicki McNeely for more information. WACA is part of a coalition that includes the Washington State Board of Nursing, Leading Age, and the Washington State Hospital Association on a federal nursing assistant initiative. The aim is to reform federal regulations to permit incorporating NAC skills exams within training programs, standardize written examinations, develop a nursing assistant registry for all care settings and tied to licensure, and to develop a licensure compact for nursing assistants. Federal CMS regulations continue to impede entry and/or re-entry into the workforce. We have approached Representative Emily Randall to help champion a bipartisan effort to amend federal standards, and the Washington Congressional delegation has been briefed on the issue. You can read the joint memo detailing the barriers on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. WACARES has launched training for providers who wish to qualify as participants. Before the WACARES fund benefits begin in July 2026, WACARES will work to register a diverse range of qualified providers for each covered service. Skilled nursing facilities and assisted living providers can qualify. To ensure quality care, providers must meet minimum qualifications to participate. Once registered, beneficiaries can choose from these providers, empowering them to select the services that best meet their needs within their own communities. Find a link on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org to learn more about how the WACARES Fund works and how you can register as a qualified provider. Effective July 15, the Board of Nursing Home Administrators will begin using the term administrator residency in place of administrator in training on their forms and website. This will not affect the process of AIT programs or approvals. You can view the board's interpretive statement on the matter on LTC Connections online. In today's grassroots update, our members are leading by example. Getting one legislator to come visit your building is an accomplishment and an essential component of our successful advocacy work. Scheduling tours with all three of your district's legislators? That's downright inspirational. WACA board member Amanda Lancer of Mountain View Care and Rehabilitation has done just that in the pivotal 38th district. We'll make it easy for you to follow her lead. Just follow the steps in our handy facility tour toolkit in the advocacy resources on WACA.org and reach out to our team if you'd like full service support in setting up your own facility tour. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Join WACA and our friends from Idaho Healthcare Association in Spokane on September 8th to 10th. Learn from inspiring presenters, connect with your peers, and illuminate the journey toward a brighter future for long-term care. 4. Whether you're an avid golfer, shot shanker, or just like riding in the cart, we encourage you to join your colleagues and business partners on September 8th for the WACA PAC 2025 Fall Golf Invitational. This year's event will take place at the beautiful Indian Canyon Golf Course, conveniently located just minutes from downtown Spokane and Fall Conference. Sponsorships are available, or sign up as an individual golfer. The next session in the SNF webinar series, focusing on behavioral health and dementia care for aging populations, is coming up on July 17. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring you this monthly training series on the third Thursday of every month throughout 2025. Join WACA and RCS for the RCS Survey Agency Summer Forum on July 22. This quarter, we will introduce the Office of Deaf and Hard of Hearing, a division in Home and Community Living Administration at DSHS, and you will get to know more about services available to assist you. Both the SNF and Assisted Living Forums are virtual and free to attend. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.